From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. Here are some of the stories that made the news December 20th through December 23rd. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal, the town of Windham is now recruiting for a part-time police chief. The Windham Town Board last week directed retiring full-time police chief Stacy Post to send out letters of interest to potential candidates. Post will leave the job December 31st and be sworn in as the new town supervisor January 1st. She defeated current supervisor Stephen Walker in November. Local officials hoped to name a replacement from within the department. Post said at least one officer has expressed an interest in the job. The new chief is expected to be chosen January 6th. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. David Lee reported in the Register Star the Copaic Agricultural Center is expected to take a step forward this week as it is scheduled to close on the purchase of 122 acres in Copaic. The parcel being acquired is known as the Town Center Farmland. The Copaic Agricultural Center is a project of Northeast Farm Access. The group's vision for the center is to bring together farmers, investors, and farm organizations to create an innovative demonstration farm. The owners of the property will consist of a group of 20 investors, the primary shareholder being the Camp Hill Foundation. Read the full story in the Register Star. Perry Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, incumbent Chatham Town Council member Maria Lull, a Republican, has been reelected to a four-year term by one vote. A ruling by acting State Supreme Court Judge Henry Zwack on the remaining handful of contested ballots Monday, December 16th, gave her the victory over Democrat Landra Harbor. With Ms. Lull's reelection, the composition of the town board remains the same, two Republicans and two Democrats. Supervisor Jesse DeGruy is not currently enrolled in an official political party. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reported the trustees of the Athens Community Foundation announced the distribution of 39 grants to 29 organizations and groups that represent community interests. The grants, totaling more than $166,000, were awarded to civic, sports, cultural, fraternal, educational, and government groups. This marks the 11th year that grants were handed out by the foundation. The original source of the funding came from a negotiated agreement between Athens Generating and the Town of Athens. A full list of grant recipients was not immediately made available. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Taking a look at the weather forecast, today will be rainy and cloudy with a high near 48, with a chance of precipitation is 60%. Monday night will be cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 24. Tuesday, there's a slight chance of rain showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 4 p.m. It'll be mostly sunny with a high near 33. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy during the evening and then gradually clearing with a low around 11 degrees. Wednesday, Christmas Day, will be mostly sunny with a high near 26. Wednesday night, there will be a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. And Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 38, and Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:28 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.